Hello, and welcome to Mike's Manic Minute for February 14th, 2005. Brought to you by Softwareland.org. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is my rundown of software, podcasting, music, and anything else that captures my eye. Stuff you just shouldn't miss. On the road. I'm on the road this week, so the Manic Minute is being produced on a laptop with a $40 USB headset. Let me know if there are any quality problems. Mike at Softwareland.org. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Software and love, always a dangerous mixture, is highlighted today in USA Today. It seems like Yahoo is the center of the online dating universe, but PeopleFinder.com and eHarmony.com and others claim to have figured out algorithms that will match you to a member of the same species who's compatible with you. I say, love and software? Will they ever get married? Who knows? Memo to Michael Malone. I think reports of the death of Microsoft are premature, and I'm not alone. Many people recently read Malone's article entitled Microsoft RIP, which he tries to draw comparisons between the current state of Microsoft and Silicon Graphics of 10 years ago. I have a unique perspective in that I was working at Silicon Graphics in those days, and I'm working at Microsoft now. From the inside, at least, they are so different. Yes, SGI had Windows at its heels, just as Microsoft has Linux at its, but the culture inside SGI at the time was one of entitlement and 6 month sabbaticals. I can tell you that everyone I know at Microsoft is aware of the rapidly changing environment and knows we won't survive unless we pay attention every day. Podcast of the day. Just in time for Valentine's Day. History's greatest love affairs. Over at texasmusic.forward/hgla.htm. Manic Minute recommendation, nice music, star-crossed lovers, what's not to like? And that's your Manic Minute for February 14th, 2005.